Welcome to episode 381 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Laura, and Donna. We've talked a lot about cruising during COVID, but it really is true that things are changing constantly. Keeping up with the protocols and monitoring skipped ports keeps us busy, but there's really no substitute for us traveling and experiencing it so that we can help you, our audience, firsthand. A few weeks ago, it was Sandy's turn to take one for the team again. She and her husband were, and they're going to do it again. She and her husband were on board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas for 5 nights, and she is ready to tell us all about it. You can tell she's ready. So let's get started. So this ship is actually sort of a great ship because it was amped right before COVID with the idea of making sure people got to go to Perfect Day at Coco Cay, right?
Yeah, it was one of those, like when they talked about why they were re-amping these ships, you know, all of the Oasis class ships had all this amazing stuff on them. And there weren't any really good, like 3 and 4 night Bahamas cruises that had good ships. All the ships were dated. They were kind of, you know, and so they were the first ones to really put all this extra cool stuff on these like shorter sailings. And so I was trying to get on this ship for a long time before COVID even hit. And I was really excited to get to try it out because they put some cool stuff.
I was supposed to go right as they started shutting everything down.
Yeah. I had scheduled one in 2020 in August because, you know, in so March we're like, oh, we're totally going in August. This will all be over.
But, Yeah.
Anyway, so you sailed out of Port Canaveral. So did you go to Disney World first?
I did. Yeah. Well, yeah, we just did one night at the resort. We did not go to the parks, which will be on a future podcast. And we'll talk about that.
Excellent. Excellent. So what did you notice? Say, I mean, obviously we've both sailed out of Port Canaveral. I think all of us have sailed out of Port Canaveral at least a few times. Did you notice any big changes that you wouldn't have expected? All this?
Not so much that I wouldn't have expected, but I think if you haven't cruised since COVID, one of the big things that we've said this before, but it bears repeating, you don't show up early. You get your time for the port and that's when you come. They can turn you away if you come early. So it's definitely different from when they used to, you know, you would get this time, but everybody would just show up anyway and there'd be these crowds and stuff. Now it's very spaced out and it's still low crowds. I mean, we only had like 1200 guests on this ship that holds like 4,000. So, you could definitely tell that it was pretty empty, but now, I mean, Port Canaveral's still nice. I kind of feel bad we didn't actually spend time in Port Canaveral because I that's kind of a goal of mine to spend maybe a night or two there before some time to kind of, we've done it once before, but you know, we just kind of went out to dinner. It's a cool little area. It kind of reminds me of where I grew up because it's like a beach town, you know.
Have you ever done NASA when you're there?
Done what?
NASA? Like the space.
Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah.
Oh, NASA. I did it when I was a kid. But when we were there, they for this cruise, they had a rocket launch that day.
Isn't that the coolest?
Super cool. Yeah. And one thing I will say, so they had made several announcements that you were going to be able to see the rocket launch. And our cabin was on the side that the rocket launch was on. And so we thought, oh, we don't really need to leave the cabin. We'll just, you know, do that. But they had said like the best viewing was going to be on the top decks. So we did end up going up to almost the top deck. And we were on this kind of, I think they called it a peekaboo balcony or something, where it was kind of just this like small balcony that was off of the pool deck area in the very forward part of the ship. But once it got to a certain height, you couldn't see it anymore. So I understood why they said to be up on the very top after that, but it was cool. My husband was like geeking out.
Yeah.
Totally geeking out.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah. He was really happy. That was just a happy circumstance too, because we didn't plan that. It was, you know, just like Oh, cool.
Well, you really can't plan it because even if you do, if the weather changes, they reschedule it. So you sort of have to just keep an eye on it.
But it is like it's like a luck thing. But there's a there is a website you can check for like when rocket launches are scheduled, and they're a little bit more often now than, you know. So
we lucked into being able to do that. We were in port at Port Canaveral. We had sailed out of Bayonne, but it stopped at Port Canaveral, and we camped right there on the pool deck. We got one of those like little couch things with the table in between, and I was working on my laptop, and Chris had his laptop up and he was watching the NASA feed, actually the SpaceX feed, to see when it was going to end, you know, the delay and all of it. And we had gone to the Kennedy Space Center that day as our excursion, so it was like the perfect, it just worked out perfectly. And just watched it, and it's such a great view. I mean, it's really is a great view if you happen to be in port. So,
and I think they said it's like 30 miles away, you know, so, and it was cool because the sound came after the rocket was gone, you know, and then the sound came. It was like, that's so cool. It was really, really cool.
All right. So where did you go?
So we went to Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is another thing I've been trying to do for 2 years. So I finally got to see that island. And then we also went to Cozumel. So we had 3 days at sea too. And one of the things that if you're sailing during COVID, you have to kind of be flexible and know that you might not get the ports that were scheduled when you booked it. So I was really happy we got to do Perfect Day because I've heard some people, you know, for different reasons, not get to do it. If it's like choppy seas, they can't dock, something like that. I didn't really think we'd have an issue with Mexico. I haven't heard of anybody missing ports in Mexico, but for Perfect Day, we did the beach club part, which is like an upgraded kind of private beach club area. It's not adult only, but it's just nice, you know, it's like a kind of nicer, calmer thing. And of course, I had to walk around to the other areas just to kind of get an idea of if you weren't going to pay for the upgrade, because you could, you have to pay for the water park and you have to pay for the beach club. And we actually got a thing saying that we had access to the water park, but we did not partake in the water slides and stuff. We didn't really care about that. But then there's like another area called South Beach, which is beyond the beach club. And we walked over there. That was really nice. I think if I wasn't paying for the beach club, I would go over to that area because the bar was not crowded. That has a bar out in the middle of the water, which is cool. So that area was really cool. And then we walked over to the chill side, and that was nice. There's the cabanas over there and stuff. And then in the middle, there's a big pool with a pool bar, and that is more of the hub where that's where we saw the biggest crowds. Mm-hmm. And the bar took a little bit longer to get a drink, so we were really happy to go back to the beach club area.
Right next to the beach club. That was, if you weren't doing the beach club, that you would do, what did you say that was?
South Beach.
South Beach.
Like a new area. Yeah. And but the chill side is right there too. So either one of those. And then there was a part in the middle. Like if you walked past the water park, there was something in the middle that was like a lagoon with a beach that was free too. There's a bunch of areas. If you don't want to pay to upgrade, there's a lot of areas you can go to that are really good.
I wish I had known you were going to the beach club, because I could have had you shake your fist at my cabana number 20 chair that tried to take my finger.
The lunch was excellent.
Yes, the food is really good over there for sure.
Yeah.
And is that included or it's not included?
It is included in your upgraded price. But I mean, I had lobster. It was good. It was really good.
And alcohol is still not included in your upgraded price.
Well, it's in your drink package.
We got the drink package, and the drink package works on the island too. So
Then the food is free on the island in, you know, other places. So they have a really good chicken sandwich at one of the snack shops there. I literally sought out that snack shop to find that chicken sandwich again.
Well, now I got to go back.
Yeah, it was so good.
Like a fried chicken sandwich or a grilled chicken sandwich?
Fried chicken sandwich. It's really, really good. You know, and there's been this war on of chicken sandwiches lately. And I was surprised. We ordered it at the pool and we all got it, but we got it with various, like Chris got it all the way and I got it with pickles and Marcus got it plain. And we all were like, this is a really good chicken sandwich. Like we were really surprised at how good it was. And so I tried it again when I went in November, and it's still an excellent chicken sandwich.
So
it wasn't just the... day.
To try that next time.
Did you do the beach club too, or you got their upgraded?
Yeah, we did. We had 2 days at Coco Cay. So we did 1 day at the water park and then 1 day at the cabana when I nearly lost my finger. Yeah. Anywho, so we sort of, I skipped a little bit here, but for your COVID protocols, since you've been most recently, at the time this airs, it'll have been about a month old, you had to take a PCR test before boarding. So that's new, right?
Yeah, within 2 days, we had to do that test. And we had to obviously show our vaccination card. And you could upload all this to their app before you got there. Yeah, it wasn't that hard, though. I mean, we did the test before we left Raleigh. So Wake County has pretty good testing right now. So it wasn't bad. I don't really know how it is in all the counties in Florida. The last experience I had was when I was in Miami, and Dade County was really good about it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you might be able to do it in Florida if you're going to be there a couple of days before your test. But
yep. And then you had to
test from home. I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
No, you got it again.
Did you do the test from home or you did it at a site?
I went to a site. PCR, I don't think you can do at home.
You can. Yeah.
So we did a drive-through site.
Now I forgot what I was going to ask next. Oh, you had to mask indoors, which is a fairly new, you know.
That's new. Yeah, they just started that. I mean, because I think when you sailed Royal, or I don't know if you've sailed them, Donna, but they were having areas that were vaccinated and not vaccinated.
Yes, they still did that.
Like, you had a special color bracelet to show you were vaccinated. And if you're over the age of 12, you have to be. And I don't think I saw any kids actually on the sailing. Now that I'm thinking about it, there may have been some, but it wasn't. Well, there were a couple. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, there were a couple, but most of the areas were, like, you'd see signs that said vaccinated only, or you'd see, like, if you were looking in the app through the entertainment, there'd be a V beside it that meant that only vaccinated people could go to that one. I don't know how hard they were enforcing it. I never had anybody check my bracelet, but most of the people, I think, were vaccinated. So, but we had to wear masks. And it was different in that there, like, we weren't really meeting other people or talking to other people and hanging out with other people like we kind of normally would do on a cruise, like at dinner or at a bar or something like that. We really kind of kept to ourselves. We didn't try to, you know, to kind of branch out. So
yeah that is sort of a drawback for sure, but hopefully that won't be too much longer too. We maybe by the time this airs it won't be.
As of this airing, I've been reading things that it's starting to go down, so hopefully.
So what about the shows? How was the entertainment?
So this is one of the things that was affected by the by COVID, because we would hear the announcements that, like, they would say some crew members have tested positive. They would never give us the number of the crew members, but then they would say, like, two passengers have tested, you know, or something like that. There was never, like, a high number of passengers, but by the end of the cruise, they did tell us that 1% of the crew had tested positive. And I thought that was interesting that they didn't actually give us a number, but where we could tell it was in the entertainment, because, there were, like, three different shows scheduled, and by the third night, the show that was scheduled had to be totally altered because those people were the ones that were sick. And another place we noticed it was the trivia. You know how there's usually one person that does all the trivia? It was always someone different. Every time we showed up for trivia, it was somebody different. So, but the shows we saw were fantastic, and they had this one singer who was kind of the featured singer who had been on The Voice in the Philippines. She was a runner-up for The Voice and one other show like that. She was phenomenal, completely phenomenal. We were blown away by her. She was really, really good. And she stepped in and did, like, an extra act for one of the shows too. And there was a comedian on board. They had the big band night was really fun. That was in a different section, but that was really cool. I didn't feel like the shows lacked anything. they don't have the Broadway musicals on this ship.
Like, but they don't usually. That it's not that they were missing because of COVID. No. They don't usually have them. Yeah.
It's just the, yeah. And there's also an ice show on it, but we didn't get to do it because it's capacity controlled and you had to book it. And we kind of didn't realize that it was even on there. And then we didn't book it in time. So we missed out on them.
So talk about the food. We need to talk about food and drink because this is our podcast and that's what we do. So,
I'm kind of sad that Lindsay's not here tonight because I found the tiki bar that she keeps talking about that's on the Mariner. So the Mariner has, like, if you've been on the Independence or you know how they have that like a promenade area where they have like the sports bar and the shops and all that stuff is down there. So that's where the tiki bar is. The tiki bar was really cool, but the drinks were priced higher than the drink package. So it's not that big of a deal. It's just a little bit of like you pay the difference between what the drink package is up to and then the tiki drinks. So it was like $1.50 or something like that. But and they were really good, really good drinks. But I never really saw a lot of people in that bar. And then they had the sports bar that
probably because the drinks were more. That's why
Yeah, but people weren't in the sports bar and they weren't in the pub and the, you know, like it was not very crowded. So I think people just weren't in that promenade area very much. There were only like 1,200 guests on that ship and it was, you could tell, you know, that it was just not crowded, which is fine. But none of the bars, but it did make the bartenders like really remember you and talk to you a little more and stuff. So that was really cool. At the sports bar, we did see the Hurricanes win. So like we were cheering and then this guy came over and talked to us after and he's like, oh, I made them turn that game on. I'm from Raleigh.
I'm surprised because it's kind of hard to get them to show hockey on a ship. Usually they don't have the right channels. So we rarely get to watch
hockey. It was on.
Yeah. Awesome. That's good to know. That's good to know. Those sports bars, I do think Royal Caribbean stepping up their game with their sports bars, the Playmakers bars. Yeah, I really think they're bringing in the power for some, you know, they don't have their normal satellite TV that just shows Caribbean soccer games. So,
And they have, they had actually the NFL games were listed in the app as like, they didn't have every game and it was regular season. So I guess they had to pick and choose which ones they thought were going to be important, but it was by the end of
why this do I feel like the Pittsburgh game didn't make the cut?
Actually, the Pittsburgh game was on but I didn't watch it, and you know, it's okay because you know their season's over as of this recording. Their season was over by the time I cruised too.
No, not really. Yes, and Big Ben is retired now.
Yeah.
So did you do any specialty dining?
We did Jamie's Italian, which my husband loved. He really liked
the charcuterie board.
Yeah. And we asked him to bring us like a smaller version, 'cause there were only two of us and they brought us each a charcuterie. I was like, we're not going to eat all that, you know, like we got the pasta and stuff, but it was really good. And when we first got on board, we didn't pre-book the dining. But they were coming around to Windjammer, where the buffet is, and selling like a two dining package thing. And so we booked it there. And then we also did Chops, which was really good.
That's very interesting that they were kind of a drumming up business because they, you know, I guess they didn't quite make their numbers since they only had 1,200 people on board.
They always drum up.
They always do that.
Really? Because I've never seen that ever.
Yeah, I get hit on every cruise.
Yeah. Usually at the very beginning.
One look at my figure and says, that girl likes to eat.
At the very beginning, they're selling like a 2 or 3 night package.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did do the spa. Chris got his first massage.
And really? What did he think?
So we're like polar opposites. He's one of these people that always wants me to like jam my elbow into his spine as hard as I can. And I'm one of these people that's like, you got to do a light touch. Like I told the girl doing my pedicure, I'm like, you're massaging my leg too hard. That hurts. You know, it's like, stop it. Ow. And so he booked They wanted to do like the hot stone massage because he told him this was his first massage. And he's like, no, I want deep tissue. I want you to like get in there. And they're like, okay. So yeah, that this woman like beat the crap out of him for an hour and he loved it.
Sounds like my kind of massage.
Yeah, he said she put her elbows like on each side of his spine and like used her arm to roll out everything. I mean,
so yeah. Sandy, I would give up the thought of being a marketing person for a spa and a ship. Come to our spa, they'll beat the crap out of you. You'll love it.
That's what it feels like to me. I cannot take it. I can't take any.
That would be so awesome.
No. Mm-mm. When they like, she was doing something to the top of my leg and I was like, what? Stop that. That hurts. No, it's not okay. I'm like, just put the hot wax on my legs and walk away. You know?
Well, my Chris would get along with your Chris then, because he also likes to have them beat the hell out of him. And yeah, you know, we'll do a romantic couples massage and you just hear him going over there going, ugh!
Yep, that's me.
It really spikes the romance.
And Jeff so likes it right that now. Way too. We both do. We like it rough.
See, my ex-husband was a massage therapist, so you know it.
Yeah, he was talking about how like strong this woman's hands were. He was amazed.
So did he like it? Is it something?
Oh, he loved it. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. He really liked it. Yeah. And he also finally, every time we cruise, he talks about wanting to buy a watch and he goes and looks at them all the time. And he's like, you know, and they do that sale where they bring them out into the hallway and stuff. So he bought a watch. He like, you know, kind of splurged and now he walks around like this. Like, what time is it?
You know? I went on a cruise, got me a watch, and this beat the hell out of me.
He's like, this is my starter watch. It's like to go with his starter car. And he's very bougie right now. It's really weird.
Well, at least he doesn't want a starter wife, so you're good with that.
Yes, exactly. At least he likes his starter wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the excursions, you said that you went to Coco Cay, but you also went to Cozumel and you did the Tulum excursion. And I'm curious because that's a long day. How did you like
it? It was a long day. The worst part about it was the ferry over to Playa del Carmen, because that's choppy, man. Like if you're going to do that, you need to take some Dramamine. That one was rough. But once we got there, it was really cool. It is about a 45 minute drive after you get to Playa del Carmen. So that was kind of cool. This was Chris's first time in Mexico. So, yeah, I know. I'm like, how have you never been to Mexico? but it was cool. And he was all about that. Huh?
I said, if only he had a wife who was a travel agent.
I know, right?
Who took him with her. That's the thing. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, how have you never been? But, yeah, so that was cool. He's very into the Ancient Aliens type like TV shows that talk about how these were all built. Well, Tulum is not pyramids, so you know, I've been to some ruins in Mexico that are pyramids. This is not like that. This is more of like a village, but it was really cool. And he did kind of get the tour guide to admit that he thought it was aliens too.
Probably just to shut him up. Yes,
sir. Yeah. So that was cool. I would definitely recommend. It was very cool to see. And then we had some beach time after, which, you know, we didn't get in the ocean or anything. I was kind of tired by then. They did have some of the seaweed issue going on.
Okay.
But the place they took us to was like there was a restaurant there and there were bathrooms and changing rooms and all that stuff. So it had like, there was a pig. That was kind of cool.
I was not expecting you to say that. So could you order like pork carnitas tacos?
No. No, it's just a pig walking around. I mean, we saw chickens and we saw like the raccoons that were the like weird raccoons, yeah, with the long tails that stick up, like that are in the movie Encanto.
Or in Dora the Explorer.
And now I'm going to sing for you.
No, don't. Yeah, I kind of have a hard rule now when I cruise, and this is like, this is such a point of privilege for to be able to do this. But if my ship stops in Cozumel, I stay in Cozumel. I do not need to take the ferry to the mainland. Just like I go often enough that, so that was my last cruise. The three girls that I was with, they all wanted to do a cenote snorkeling. I'm like, A, I've done that. B, I'm not getting on the ferry. So.
Yeah. We did that a long
time. I like my lunch right where it is.
Yes.
We did Chichen Itza. Now that is a long day.
That is an
that even one's longer even longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was a 3-hour drive there and a 3-hour, once you cross the ferry, it's a 3-hour drive there and a 3-hour drive back.
That's just super crazy. And again, I am very fortunate in that I get to go to Mexico pretty often, and both on ships and via plane. And so I'm on the mainland, you know, on the peninsula often enough that I'm like, if I'm going to go to Tulum, I'm going to do it when I'm, you know, on the peninsula. So
they what do you, when you go to Cozumel, what do you stay at a, do you do a day pass for a resort, or what do you do?
So this last time I did, then I've done the Chunkanab or whatever park for the swimming of the dolphins and all that stuff. Okay. And then there's, I've even done an island tour. They've got a turtle place, which actually I didn't love because they kind of let everybody just grab the turtles. I was not a fan. And they take you to the mouth of hell or whatever it's called on Cozumel. That's like got the rock formations that's supposed to look like hell. And so it's, yeah, Cozumel actually has quite a bit to do on it.
I did a Segway tour in Cozumel.
On Cozumel. Yeah. That would be a good place to do that.
Yeah. That was fun. That's cool.
Yep. Well, excellent. So it's still the great little ship that, that they made it before COVID. It's just doing the Coco K runs. Still
yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's got the flow rider. It's got that sky pad trampoline thing up on top, which Chris didn't realize it had. He was watching like a something about another Royal Caribbean ship. He's like, I want to do that trampoline thing. I was like, Chris, that was on our ship. He's like, what? You didn't tell me. I'm like, we walked right past it. You know, like, yeah.
Shows how much you pay.
It was right after the massage, and he was in another.
I know. Well, I don't know. We got the drink pack.
He's looking at his watch. Looking at his watch.
Exactly.
Well,
they have an escape room too, which we didn't get to, but that would be fun.
They do? I didn't know they did. Is it only part time, or is it always the same space? Like, does it occupy another space that?
I think it's in a dedicated place. I didn't go up to it. We didn't do it. I just remember seeing it in the app.
I love a good escape room. I actually have like at home escape room kits now. I gotta have you guys over and we gotta do an escape room.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You can bring some Girl Scout cookies, Donna.
I can do that.
It's a kind of long round trip, but okay. I'm coming.
Yeah, you can do it. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find previous episodes on the podcast page of outlatertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Laura, Sandy, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly!